Baruch Hashem, we are all blessed as we've begun Sefer Shmos. We've begun the Parshias of Geula, of the Makos, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. A Jew, each and every one of us, lives with Yetzias Mitzrayim constantly. The famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo next week speaks about how all the mitzvahs, our theme, is Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. And we know that it's not about leaving Egypt because none of us are in Egypt. That's not the lesson. The lesson is not leaving Egypt, as it's not called Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rather, it's called Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Yetzia Mi Mitzrayim. We say Yetzias Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim, not Yetzia from Egypt, because Meitzar, Mitzrayim, is really a representative, it's a metaphor of a Meitzar. Of a Meitzar is Min HaMeitzar, Tzar, Tzadi Reish, means narrow, it means constricted, it means in Gullus, it means I'm not able to live and to be me, the Ani, as Reb Simcha Bunim, the Tzadikim tell us, the Ani, the I, is in Gullus. I am in Gullus. What does that mean? I'm not able to express myself and to be myself. I'm finding myself. Even though it's so easy, you tell a little kid, you know, just be you, be you. You have to find yourself. A little kid looks at you, he doesn't know what you're talking about because, of course, I'm myself. Of course, I'm just being myself. As we get older, as different experiences, as adults, as school, different environmental, it's all from Hashem, of course, it puts us in gullus, and it makes us feel that I can't be me, I can't just be me. It's like we spend our whole life, that's the pshat tshuva. Tshuva means what? To return to just be you. As Tzvi Koenig said, the amazing line, sin, S-I-N, is someone I am not. We don't do averus. Averus is like it's not you did a sin, it's not you're blemished. It means you're not being straight with yourself. You're not being true to yourself. You're not being online. Emes tikon la'ad, a straight line, a line that just goes forever because you're just being you. You're just living your life. And there's no greater feeling for a person to be able to just express himself, to express herself, to just be able to just be me. That's what Gullus is. Gullus is that tichbad avoda. These parshias, Baruch Hashem, we're living in a time. We're living in a time, specifically Tavshin Pei Hei, during this time where we were to be able for us to see hostages come home. To be able just to be home. I want to be home. What does that mean, you want to be home? I just want to be able to be me, right? On the outside world, we have to act like this. We have to be like this. We sometimes have to put on a show. At home, I tell parents many times, if your kids are not acting appropriate at home and they're jumping around and they're making trouble at home, that's, of course, that's much better than them doing that on the outside. On the outside, right, you go to school, you have to do everything you got to do. You have to act this way. You come home, you fall apart. Sometimes a person has bein hazmanim, right? And he wonders, I'm in yeshiva, I'm doing so well, but then when I go home, I'm not able to be me, I'm not able. Yeah, that's when it all comes out. That's when we tap in, being home. That's geula in a certain way. Geula is I'm comfortable with me enough to fall apart. That's why sometimes that happens. Even to this day, right? When I go to my mother's house, when I go to visit my mother. So I'm a son, I'm a child, you become a child, you become a child. In a certain way, there's a geula, there's a personal geula, like I could just be me. Someone loves me just for who I am. I don't have to act. And it says in the beginning of the parasha, one of the greatest lines that we all are so aware, it says, Vayidaber Moshe Kein El Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to tell everybody, I'm going to take you out, Hashem's going to take you out, it's all going to be okay. It'll be okay, right? Someone who's in gullus, someone who's not himself, and you say, I love you just the way you are. I love all of you. I love all of you. I accept you. I accept you with your negatives, with your positive. But they can't hear it. That's not something new. This happened back to our ancestors in Mitzrayim. V'loy shamu el Moshe, Why? Mikoitzer ruach umeavoida kasha. Because they were koitzer ruach. Zak Rashi says, Rashi, kol mishu meitzar. Says, like kiblu tanchumim, they weren't able to be assured that it's going to be okay. It's okay. You're going to have a geula. Why? Because you're short of breath. And yachal laharach b'neshimaso, take it slow. Relax. Take a breath. Geula, we think. It's funny, I saw the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says something so interesting. I wanna bring it in over here. He says, Ulai shalohayu b'nei toira lo shameu. You hear this? V'lozei kara koitzer ruach ki ha-toira marcheves libo shel adam. Very interesting. What does that mean? I want to maybe put the two together. You know, we live in a world where we need a break. There's so much stimulus from the social media, from the news, from what's happening, and we think that gives us time to relax. We think that gives us the ability to slow down. It's not true. It doesn't work like that. The more emails, the more WhatsApps, the more chats, the more, Baruch Hashem, they're wonderful chats. They're wonderful ways to communicate. WhatsApps, they're wonderful ways to communicate. But every wonderful device, every wonderful thing also could have a negative. I think the negative is tichbara avoida, is the fact that we have koitzer ruach. We can't even hear. We can't even listen sometimes to that geula, that we're okay, that I'm okay, that I'm actually, everything is actually going well for me. Or how could I process and just listen if someone is telling me something about me that maybe I don't realize? Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to communicate to the Jewish people, but they couldn't hear. Why? Because their minds were just preoccupied with so many things. Baruch Hashem, we have Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we have these parshas to stop. And I think maybe that's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Ki ha-toira marcheves libay shel adam. What it does is it gives us the proper perspective. Person is learning. He's disconnected from the world, from the terror, from the trauma, from the news, and of course we have to daven for the hostages. We have to daven for the soldiers. We have to daven for Klal Yisrael. But our own personal gula, if everybody would have a personal gula, as it says, kol mi shenivne beis hamikdash b'yamav, kilu kol mi sheyesh ledas, is kilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yamav. What does that mean? It means that somebody who has das, whatever that means, it's not for now, but some type of connection with Hashem and a connection and able to listen, able to hear, able to slow down. It's as if he built the beis hamikdash. So maybe that's what we're all supposed to do. In our own little daladamas, to listen to maybe our wife better, to listen to our roommate better, to listen to our mother better, to listen to our father, to listen to our family, to listen to our children, and of course, to listen to ourselves. And then ultimately, that's to listen to Hashem, to listen to Hashem. But sometimes I'm just so busy, I'm going, running, there, what's going to be? Busy, this happened. That's gullus. That is Gaulus. And I was thinking, it's so interesting. Like, what do we even need that for? What do we even need? What do we need? What him he was, just bring the Makkos, and right? Okay, bring Dam, Tzradeya, Kinim. And then the Jewish people will say, like, okay, great. We're going to leave. Like, why does Moshe Rabbeinu need to give over this message for them to hear it? And then to have the Makkos, then Dam Tzfardeya, right? I think it's a good question. It just hit me this year, right? Why do I need to listen and then to have the Makkos, right? There's no greater, right? Let everything be so clear that the Mitzrim are being destroyed and we're letting out. What does Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell us? And we have to listen to Moshe. And I was thinking maybe the pshat is, like they say tzitzis. They say, why do we have tchelis on tzitzis? The reason we have tchelis on tzitzis is because tchelis is like the yam. And the yam is like the shamayim, like the rakia. And the rakia reminds us, right, of the kisei hakavod, right? So someone asked the question, that's far-fetched. It's far-fetched. The answer is, What's the answer? The answer is when you're looking for the Kisei HaKavod, when you're looking for Hashem, you'll find it in the blue string. You'll find it here and you'll link it back to Hashem. When you're able to listen, you will link it all back up. If you're not, you won't find it. You could have two exact same people, and the same exact thing happens to them. And this one interprets it as Geula, and this one interprets it as Gullus, because one's listening, and one is taking it slow and listening, and the other one is not listening. So you could have the same exact message. Hashem was about to give 10 messages, and you see 4/5 didn't make it out. That's a lot. It's a lot of percentage that did not make it out of Mitzrayim. But what do you mean? They saw the makas, they saw everything. They did. No, v'lo shamu al Moshe mekotzer ruach me'avoda kasha. I'm too busy, right? My famous thing that I love to say of the guy who's chopping down the wood in the forest and he's cutting and he's cutting and he's cutting and he's chopping. And the guy taps him on the shoulder and says, I have a great way to help you cut wood better. Sharpen the saw that you're cutting. Just sharpen it. Sharpen it and it'll make your life, it'll change your life. And he says, I can't. I'm too busy chopping wood. I'm too busy. I think our avoda, Baruch Hashem, our avoda is to take care of ourselves. Our avoda is to maybe slow down. It's not about how fast you daven, how much you learn. Of course, those are so important to daven everything, to learn as much as you can, to say as many zmiras as you can on Shabbos, to say all the zmiras, to bench everything, to do quantity. Yes, of course, that's so important. But what about the quality? Just slow down. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. It's like I always say, the candy boy in shul, right? He goes ahead and the man in shul gives him a candy, and the father says, make a bracha. Slow down. How about thank the candy man for giving you the candy? Like, slow down. How about wait for a second. Slow down. Va'avadatem mehira, as the Baal Shem Tov says. Slow. Loi rov lalechem loi tzama lamayim ki yim l'shmaya es tvar Hashem. Hine yamim bayim nu Hashem v'shlachti rov ba'aretz. Hashem's going to send at the end of time a famine. The famine is not going to be for bread. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of food. Like some alamayim, we have a lot of different types of drinks. And bread and drink also represents Torah. Loi rav lalechem, lechem lechu ichlu lachmi. Mayim, we know, ain't mayim ala Torah. We're going to have everything. We'll have shiurim. You could download shiurim. You could listen to shiurim all day, all night. You could listen to about this, and you could read about this. That's not going to be the problem. Kiyim l'shmayas dvar Hashem, to listen. To have your heart listen. Let this Shabbos be a Shabbos. That's one of the beauties of Shabbos, where we get to slow down. Maybe take a walk with your spouse. Maybe take a walk and listen a little better. Listen. Listen with your heart. Don't answer. Don't say anything. Maybe take your roommate. Take your good friend. Take your child. Take your parent. Whoever it might be. Take somebody. And maybe just listen. Maybe listen. Maybe you'll hear things that you've never, ever heard. Maybe take a walk by yourself and just listen to what you're saying. Hashem will help each and every one of us through the Torah, right? That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. L'shamu amir, l'shalayu b'nei Torah, ki ha-Torah marcheves libo shel adam. The Torah, let us connect more. Pesach libi. The Torah is not an intellectual thing. It's not intellectual to hear the message that Hashem is telling me. He's telling me. Me personally. Maybe I'm just not listening. Maybe I'm not listening to what the Torah is teaching me. Maybe I'm busy in everybody else's business. Maybe I'm busy in the world's business. I'm not listening to what Hashem is telling me. Maybe I can listen better. Let's say it like that. And listen more and more. Have an incredible Shabbos. We should be Zoicha. Shabbos is Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha. It's the opposite of Avodah Kasha. It's the opposite of Koitzer Ruach, of constriction. It's Min HaMetzar Karasiya, Anani Bamerchavka, Anani, Anani, ba merchav, merchav is Shabbos. We should be zoicha to that expansion, especially the hostages, all of the Jewish people. Should be zoicha, Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Have an incredible, wonderful Shabbos.